from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Uh-oh, sounds like somebody's got a case of the Tuesdays.
Come on, son, you gotta get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
It's time for Tuesdays with Tim. Former Brewers pitcher and current Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst Tim Dillard joins Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM The Fan. Tim's appearance is served up by Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant on National Ave in West Milwaukee. Check him out online and make your reservation today at thefourthbase.com.
Love this segment. I look forward to this segment every week. I love talking with Tim Dillard. And the cool thing is, you know, back when, you know, I wasn't on the air or whatever else, Tim and I were still doing this. Every Tuesday we were doing it, and we were putting it up on the 1250 website, on the Odyssey app. He was really, really good last year as the Brewers were going through the season week to week, just opening up and giving me his thoughts and telling us what he thought, and it was so, so good. Love having him on. Joining us now is the aforementioned Tim Dillard here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Tim, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, sorry I'm late. I was talking to one of my 11 bosses, so it's all good. All good things.
Yeah, well, welcome to the real world stuff. I get that. Okay, so I mentioned to you in text that I wanted to talk more about Freddie Peralta, because I thought you and Craig Kishon did a great job last night kind of breaking down Peralta this season to this point. Last night, again, couple of home runs allowed and so forth, but one of the many points that you made during that post game was his ability to get himself in trouble a little bit when he gets behind in the count.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that's almost for any pitcher. Honestly, you know, in the pregame, we talked about first inning problems where his ERA is like a 6 in the first inning, and that's pretty common as well as far as, you know, you give up the most runs in the first inning. But there has to be adjustments, and I think that's probably one thing that he's had a hard time with this season is once he's behind in the count, he either leans into the walk or ends up throwing a reachable pitch and gives up the home runs. And the one to Ohtani yesterday, I mean, 3-0, it's the first time Ohtani's ever hit a home run 3-0, and it's a ball that probably would have been ball 4. So hard to get mad at that. But at the same time, when you fall behind, you're just asking for a better batting average to happen against you.
You know, Tim, the other part of this with Freddie is, as far as the pitches he's throwing, what's working, what hasn't been working so far for him?
I think his pitches are fine. I think the pitch selection has been fine at times. I think he's searching. I think you can tell if you're just watching him over the course of the season. He's tried certain things in his delivery, whatever that looks like. Sometimes he's really slow. Sometimes he's super fast. So he's trying to put his finger on exactly what's, you know, been maybe missing this entire time. But for me, I feel like when he does get a punch out and it's on six pitches, I feel like he could have gotten an out on the second pitch. And if, you know, what I see is like he's an amazing pitcher. His stuff is excellent. Like I said, I think the pitch selection at times is just fine. I think it comes down to throwing too many pitches to too many hitters, because when you're throwing 20 pitches an inning or so, guys start to talk in the dugout and they start to look at the iPad and they're starting to see what you throw in certain counts. And then suddenly they have a plan against you and they're having a plan in their second at bat, not their third or fourth at bat. So I think try to be more elusive would be about, you know, probably about the best advice I would give to a guy that's clearly had a way better career and always better than I've ever been. So, but that's just what I see.
So is it just nibbling too much?
At times. I looked in a little bit deeper, and it looks like he may have more walks this season than he's probably set a career high in that. Career high and maybe hit by pitches, career high and wild pitches. Ugh. So I think it's kind of a command issue all around, which I think comes from trying to figure out what's been missing, trying to figure out what component, whether it's a mechanical issue or what. But sometimes it's just big misses. You know, you throw a great pitch and then you miss big time. Sometimes hitters don't have the incentive to swing. And once you build up those walks and you build up the hit by pitches and showing that erratic behavior, once that stats is built up and guys know it, then they're going to be way more selective of what they swing at. If you're pounding the zone every single game, throwing tons of strikes, guess what? People see that. And then the game that they start, they're going to come out aggressive knowing that you're going to throw strikes. So they have to. And then if you wanted to back off of that and you know, make guys chase more, you can. But once they see that you're not going to throw a bunch of strikes, then that's how they're going to approach you.
Talk with Tim Dillard, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at DimTillard. Brought to you by Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant right there in West Milwaukee. The bar from the movie Major League, when everybody was clanking their bottles on the bar top, trying to root Cleveland on to a victory. Go check it out. It's amazing food. Great place. They do a great job over there. Tim, I want to switch gears. Talk about D.L. Hall, who finally got back from rehab. That was some crazy rehab stuff that happened to him, getting hurt again and everything else going on. But he comes back, and we see him throwing, you know, mid to upper 90s again, like everybody thought he was.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's going to do when they made that trade with the Orioles to get him? And then, of course, he gets sent back down because he has an option available. What did you make of D.L. Hall from over the weekend?
Yeah, I thought he was good. I thought there were some walks in there, some non-competitive pitches, but at the same time, this is what you expect from a young player, a young, talented player. Probably hadn't battled a ton of injuries, so he misses a lot of time. He comes back. He's amped up because he's in the big leagues, and I thought he threw great. I think it's just because of a an issue of, you know, they have too many guys that are coming back and they have guys that need to stay here, that he's kind of the odd man out. I've been the odd man out a bunch. In fact, I still find myself odd at times. So it happens. It happens to every player. Most of the time, there's a very few people that just go to the big leagues and stay there. We just did a podcast interview with Robin Yount for the Brewers Unfiltered podcast.
Yeah.
And I don't think he ever got sent down. I think he made a team and that was it. He was just on the team. Pretty rare that that happened. So this will be part of his journey. A lot of guys have been through it. And when next time he's called upon, I think it's going to go even better. But definitely the signs are there. I mean, the talent is just overflowing with the kid. But I think the most important thing is he's healthy.
Download that Brewers Unfiltered podcast right there on your Odyssey app. And of course, can go to the Brewers website to check it out as well. You, Adam McKelvey, Sophia Minert, a great podcast throughout the Brewers season to go check out. The other thing about this, too, we were talking about it, is this bullpen and what this thing is going to look like by the end of the year. They have so many guys coming back from injury kind of all here recently. And D.L. Hall, don't see him being in the rotation, so he probably ends up in the bullpen as well. They're going to have some big decisions to make as far as who ends up being in this bullpen when it comes to get to being playoff time.
Well, that's a good problem to have. I mean, everyone has had their moment to shine. And some guys are continuing to have that moment. And so, yeah, it's not great for all the players. Like, if you're one of those guys that's kind of on the outskirts, but at the same time, you want to have great arms down there, and they have a bunch. And so good for Pat Murphy and Chris Hook, where they can sit there and pick and choose exactly what it's going to look like. But there's only 44 games left. I mean, this is the sprint. You know, and if you're not fully on board and a guy that's lights out right now, then they're just going to keep making switches because it's all about winning. It's all about everything at this point, and what can you give, to the point where Devin Williams, who just recently came off the IL only a week or so, or 2 weeks ago maybe, and all of a sudden he was about to get ready for back-to-back days. He got the save, and then he was up getting hot the next day for a possible save opportunity. So that's what they're willing to do. They're willing to push the envelope a little bit with the guys that they know, and I think that's what you should do down here when you only got, you know, just like I said, 44 games left.
Talk with Tim Dillard, again, Bally Sports, Wisconsin Brewers analyst here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM, The Fan. Tim, this stretch here that they're in is a very difficult stretch. We've been kind of looking at it going forward here. Four with the Dodgers, three this weekend against Cleveland, then three in St. Louis. And Pat Murphy last night after the game made comments about how this was kind of maybe the first time where the young guys maybe didn't respond necessarily to the moment, and maybe they were a little starstruck or whatever the case may be, facing the Dodgers. And he came out and he said it publicly. Good or bad that he brought that out publicly?
I think he was, I mean, just by watching him, because we've seen so many post games this year, I think it was a little bit, I don't know, irritated last night in a way. It just felt like he was, I don't know if it was disappointment, but I think he was hoping things would have gone a little better. I think it was the fact that they were in the ball game and didn't quite get it done. And I know what he's looking at, too, when he was looking at maybe Clayton Kershaw didn't have his best stuff, but that's what it looks like to pitch. I mean, that is a masterclass of how to pitch, especially at his age and, you know, coming back from injury, because he just kept hitting spots. And he's not throwing 97. He's throwing 89, and he's hitting a spot. And I don't think, I mean, what he's alluding to is Bryce Turang, Sal Frelick, and Mitchell, which I'm not picking on those guys. They're the left-handed hitters. They're young. They've had outstanding seasons. And they ran into a guy that literally just kept hitting the spot, reading swings. I'm watching it, and I'm going, this is impressive. But one guy that he didn't fool a bunch was Jackson Churio. That guy had four at-bats in the game, I believe two, maybe three off Kershaw, and he didn't hit a ball in play slower than 99 miles an hour. So he was all over it, and that's what I saw. You can't, you know, I don't want to lump all the young guys in there, but I think what it was left on left, I think they tried to go with lefties against Kershaw. Just didn't work because Kershaw was very sharp against them.
He is Tim Dillard. Thanks so much, my friend, and we will talk again next Tuesday.
Yay. All right. Thanks, Parker.
You bet. You take care. There he is, Tim Dillard. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. Of course, that Brewers Unfiltered podcast. Great downloaded podcast there on your Odyssey app, AUDACY. While you're there, you can live stream Wisconsin Sports Daily each day, Monday through Friday from 2 to 5. You can also go back and listen to anything you may have missed. Charlie, using our fine producer, does a great job of dissecting all of that, putting it up in multiple different places on the app where you can go find what you're looking for specifically.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.